First, though, on BBC Radio Kent for this part of the programme, this Sunday saw the conclusion of both the Men and Women World 2020 competition. Whilst England's men flattered to deceive, the women, complete with four Kent players in the squad, made it all the way through to the final, only to lose to Australia. But where are the next generation of Kent and England stars going to come from? Our man of sport, Ben Croucher, visited the St Lawrence Ground in Canterbury to welcome the 10th intake young cricketers of the Kent Cricket Academy.
It gives you the belief there is a route from the academy to the first team.
It's been great. It's helped me so much with my game. A lot of the stuff I worked on in the winter has helped me improve in all areas.
And I've come on as a person, not just as a cricketer. Gained a lot more confidence.
My main goal is just to play for England one day. Just try and enjoy the experience because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It's been 10 years since the first fresh-faced blood walked through the doors of the old Ames Levitt Centre at the St Lawrence Ground. Kent planned on creating a centre of excellence, pushing more and more homegrown talent into the first team. The gone are the days of Kent's 2007-2020 winning side, packed with Colpack and overseas stars. Simon Willis is the high-performance director. His job is producing the next group of Keys and Treadwells and explains Kent have consciously shifted from looking elsewhere for their talent.
The focus has become more and more that we need to produce our own players. When I set it up 10 years ago, I said that I would love to see the day when we had 10 homegrown players out on the park for Kent. You know, what we try to produce here is try to give as much support off the park so that when they walk over the line that they've got both eyes on the ball rather than worrying about whether they're fit enough, whether they're up to date with their schoolwork.
But that environment has taken nearly 10 years to perfect. The first intake saw Joe Denley and Lydia Greenway achieve international honours, but since then, well, not a lot. Indeed, only Denley and Sam Northeast were really able to hold down a place in the men's first team. And it's only recently that Tammy Beaumont's made her England debut, and the likes of Matt Coles, Adam Ball and Daniel Bell Drummond have achieved junior England selection. So what took them so long to get it right again? Here's Kent Chief Exec Jamie Clifford.
With an academy, it's very unlikely that it's going to deliver instant success. It goes right back to quick cricket programmes in primary schools, identification of talent, nurturing that talent through the performance teams, the best players within those performance teams moving on to academy slots, academy scholars getting the input that they need to then go on and make professional careers work.
And the fruits of their labour have really clicked into gear. No fewer than 8 academy products represented Kent's first team in 2012. A cricketing conveyor belt that isn't just producing good Kent players, it's churning out Kent's best. Take a look at the honoured list for 2012. Most runs, Sam Northeast. Academy scholar. Most wickets, Matt Coles. Academy scholar. Tangible, visible proof of the academy's growing success. Perfect incentive for Piers Richardson and Michael Waller.
It gives me huge confidence because, you know, like, you see those guys coming through and, you know, what are getting on to the England setup. It just makes you realise what you can do when you press on from the academy.
There's quite a few players like Sam Northeast, Coles and the ones you've mentioned. They've already got through, so it's promising for us that we know that our work isn't going unrecognised.
So what of this fresh blood then? Well, I popped along to their first day.
Okay, so make sure you listen up. When I say go, you have your hands on your hips.
The gaggle, bleary-eyed and a little preoccupied early on a Sunday morning, it was straight in with fitness drills, jumps, sprints and a variation on the dreaded bleep test. Most of Kent's academy products already have international levels of fitness. Pete Kelly's job is to keep them there.
Keep going, and we make sure, you know, they're getting through a certain workload. Obviously, school workload, I think, is quite important, so that comes first, and then if they're doing other sports, we sort of factor that in, so they do a lot of improving their squats and their... Wait for the beep. Lunges, core work. We'd give them a lot of interval type work. Let's keep it up, Alice.
Next up, leadership training with a load of ex-army pros with drills, exercises and lectures from officers with more than 100 years combat experience.
OK, this time as you go around, at any time you hear the word of command,
a shock to the system for new recruit, 16-year-old Natasha Farron from Sevenoaks.
Yeah, it wasn't really what I was expecting, especially the army bit at the end. It was different to what I thought it would be. It was really exciting, really.
But for those of you expecting a troop of talent to ram raid the first team next season, whoa, they're steady now. They've had 8 in the side this season, so they're a bit full. This current crop, more of a long-term project.
I think the next couple of years you might see the odd one, but I think it might be a little bit longer because we've got a young age range. So for me, it's now over the next 2 or 3 years is saying, right, where's our next batch? And, you know, that's the challenge we've got as an academy. We need to develop players. We have the talent in